Welcome to another episode of Twin Chat with Mason James. Here's your hosts, Mason James.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
It's the 27th of December.
Woohoo! Christmas is over.
You sound like you're really happy.
I'm not. I had such a wonderful Christmas, but I'm glad that it's all over now.
But it's the 27th, and you know, a lot of people be like still in the Christmas spirit. Is like your Christmas spirit lost now? Or?
No, it's. I think our Christmas tree goes up in the middle of November. We have an amazing 6 weeks of Christmas house, and then the girls get bombarded, and they are so lucky with all of the presents that they get, that there's just not enough room for the Christmas decorations and their presents. So after, on the 27th, after Boxing Day, literally the house gets stripped of all of the decorations and all of the girls' toys then get put in their places and we've got a happy house again.
Yeah, it is quite funny actually. So to those of you who've listened before, Gemma, I think it was 27th, of November.
We were a week late.
Yeah, it was quite early on.
Yeah.
When it comes to putting up the Christmas stuff.
No, absolutely. I thoroughly enjoy it.
It was like Boxing Day, like, no, last night. She's like, tomorrow morning, getting up. It's coming down. the day after Boxing Day, the day after, it's all coming down. The whole thing's coming down. The tree's coming down. We're going to retidy. We're going to everything absolutely coming down. Everything's got to be back to normal. So today, Gemma has, and I have, I went to the tip today. I did a little run to the tip today, which was quite...
The dump for our American friends.
Yeah, quite therapeutic to go down there. And
But we missed the bins last week, so literally we've just been piling everything into our garage.
Everything's been going in the garage, hasn't it?
So, yeah, and we couldn't actually close our garage for the amount of trash that we had.
Yeah, so there was a lot of cardboard. And, you know, if you've ordered, like, a light bulb from Amazon, you'll know exactly what we're talking about. I mean, like, the amount of cardboard we've accumulated over the past 2 months as we've
been... We can make a cardboard house.
I think we could make something a bit more substantial than a house. You know, it's like just the amount of cardboard's been ridiculous. But, look, hello, welcome back, Hi. Everybody. I think this is episode 9. Our last episode, the one we did, Gems, 12th of December.
Was it really that long ago?
Yep, long time ago.
Yeah. Blimey.
We've been slacking.
We have, but we had a lot of illness in December and a couple of incidents as well.
Incidents. I think we'll get onto the incidents in a minute. So 12th of December was the last podcast we did. So sorry guys for not delivering before now. But
we do have good excuses. Well, they're not excuses, but we do have good reasons.
I'm not quite sure they're good excuses either.
No, so, not at all. They're funny.
Yeah, so let's get on to it. So 12th of December, we're into the lead up to Christmas. You went out with your friends.
I went out with the girls.
I think it was on the following weekend.
I think it was the following weekend. So
where'd you go?
Oh, we just went to a local pub in Thurrock and we were drinking Prosecco, and by the end of the night we was on the dance floor. Me and my best friend were declaring our undying love for each other, give each other a cuddle, having a boogie, and we both fell over. She fell on top of me. I smacked my head on the dance floor. She then fell on top of me, headbutted me, and my nose bled profusely for 3/4 of an hour. And I had to be taken home in a cab and woke you up at probably 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so my recollection of this incident... is being sound asleep. You know, I looked after the girls. Gem's gone out with the girls. She's going out for a nice girly night out and waking up with this gorgeous but somewhat inebriated young lady crying on the end of my bed, blood rushing from her nose, telling me that she's been kicked out by bouncers, or I think it was something ridiculous like that.
I said that, but I hadn't been. They'd taken me out the back because obviously they just wanted, they wanted to spare me the embarrassment.
Yeah, so you had a lot of blood on your jeans. You was crying.
I was crying. Bloody Prosecco.
I'm not quite sure you could just blame it on Prosecco, Gemma.
No, Prosecco and heels, that's what I think it was.
Yeah, so there's me, you know, next morning, you know, looking after the girls, thinking, you know, surely there's no one in this family that could embarrass themselves as much as Gemma has just done that evening. And I went to my Christmas party, which was a really nice affair.
I know, it looks, the venue absolutely looked amazing.
Yeah, it was called the Vault. It was the old, it was like an old bank vault, Midland Bank.
And wasn't it used in one of the James Bond films?
I'm not sure about that. Did I say that?
No, someone told me that it was it was the last piece of like replica that was actually used in one of the James Bond films, and they didn't get rid of it.
Quite possibly, Miss Moneypenny. You like that?
I did.
Miss Moneypenny, quite possibly. No, I hadn't heard that story. But yeah, so Sally, God bless her, at my work, she every year she gets landed with the task.
She did a really good job. The pictures looked amazing. I was quite jealous.
It's called Revolution in, big shout out to Revolution Bar.
Is it Cheapside?
Something like Cheapside, Liverpool Street way, that way. And downstairs, it's the old Midland Bank. They've got this amazing venue called the Vault, and it is the Vault, it's the old Vault. So they've got the cages where they kept the cash, they've got this, you know, they've got the old lock boxes, and they've turned it into this brilliant venue. And nice meal. I remember that. We discussed it beforehand. I was going to stay uptown because I didn't want to wake up in Shoreditch again, as I normally do on a night out. And so I was staying at a Travelodge around the corner, and at the bar, I did have these shoes on that had very slippy soles. All right,
this is the excuse that he told me in the morning. So his excuse was,
we haven't even talked about what I've done yet.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to tell him what you told me, and then what I found out afterwards. So I spoke to him the next day, and he was like, "Oh, Gem, I've really done something to my shoulder and my arm." And I was like, "What happened?" And he went, "I slipped over." I said, I've put on these new shoes. They've killed my feet. They've got really, really slippy soles. Where it was cold and wet and icy, I've fallen over." And I'm like, "Oh, my goodness." And he was like, "Have you got any of that cream that you use for my when I had my bad shoulder?" And I was like, yeah. And I said, "If it's that bad," I said, "go and buy some from Boots." So I sent him over all of the details. And I was going out with Mum. So that was a Wednesday night. The Thursday, you came home, and I was literally going out 5 minutes later because we were going to Ronnie Scott's with my mum's. And I didn't see how much pain you was in. The following day when we woke up, you come down and I was like, "That's not right. Your shoulder's dropped and I can see that you're in a lot of pain." I said, "You're going to have to get it sorted because it's before Christmas." I said, "You're going to have to go to A&E or the Allsit Walking Centre."
Yeah. So before we get into the treatment, let's talk about the cause, right?
Right. I found this out a couple of days later.
Shush. Right. So the cause, a lot of people have been saying, "Oh, Christmas party, you must have been drunk and da da da." And yes, I'd had a couple of drinks. There's, you know, I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. Some drink did pass my lips. And yes, not long before the incident occurred, I was at the bar.
And what did you ask for?
Well, I just said to the barman, "Can you just give us the strongest shot you got?" And
after probably drinking God knows how much Prosecco, wine, look, beer.
Barman was nice. Brought us these shots.
They were probably the most expensive shots, probably about £20 a shot.
Told us they were 79% proof. Which,
isn't that worse than absinthe?
I have no idea. I don't remember much after that. So anyway, look, the only thing I do remember is I think I had a shot or two, and then I remember I have this kind of autopilot. I know if I'm going to start to go squiffy. I need to go. So I left. I'm heading towards the hotel. It's absolutely bucketing down with rain. And it was really cold. And I think I hit like a little icy patch. It was like a little patch of ice. Just like that. And I just went, boing. I went up in the air and landed quite badly. And I seem to remember a good Samaritan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, picking me up. Yeah. Helping me up. And as you say, next morning, kind of woke up a bit in agony. And yeah, sure enough.
You had a board meeting as well, so.
Yeah, so eventually, on the Friday, got some x-rays and a hairline fracture in my shoulder, which they can't put in.
You can't get into a cast, but you need to wear a sling.
Yeah, so you got a bloody nose.
I did.
I got a broken shoulder. Has anything else happened since the 12th? Have we been cool?
I'm hoping so, yeah.
Yeah, but there hasn't been anything. We've just been busy, haven't we, right?
Oh, it's been mental with the girls being poorly, with us being poorly in between, with all of the wrapping and all of the organisation.
Yeah,
It's just been really, really crazy. It's come around so quickly.
But you did do this thing that you asked me to do, and you decided to go with your. You went with your mum in the end, and Polar Express or something.
Polar Express.
So it's like a fully endorsed.
Yes.
Like Warner Brothers thing or...
I don't know.
I looked it up. Yeah, so this Polar Express thing. So tell everyone about that.
So we went... So every year, me and my mum have been taking the girls to a Father Christmas experience, and every year we tried to top it. And I heard last year that the Polar Express was supposed to be amazing. The girls would have been of age where they could actually understand it. So it was in Norfolk, so I drove half an hour to Mum's, and then it was another 2 hours on top of that. So it was a long haul. But we got there, you sort of go into a huge gazebo or marquee. They do some acting in there, and then you actually get onto a train, and every carriage has actors. And they reenact the scenes, and they were so...
Like from the movie, yeah?
From the movie, yeah. Right. And it was brilliant. They gave us like hot chocolate and cookies that was in there, and Father Christmas came down and gave us the first Christmas present, I can't remember what they actually say in the film.
So it was quite busy, like well organised and...
I booked it back in April.
Can we ask about a cost and not let listeners know the cost?
There was two separate costs. There was a standard seating, which all you received was the bell, or you could go in the first class, which was better seating. You got some cups that you can't actually buy. You got a hot chocolate, a cookie, and the bell. And that was £40 per person, including children. So it was £120.
Yes, so... No difference in cost between kids and adults. It's just flat fee. And
flat free.
Flat free. So it was good, yeah?
Yeah, highly recommend it. Really, really, really just an amazing experience.
So you're actually on a proper train?
On a proper steam train.
Wow.
So you go up and down the line and they just do the reenactments, and then... They say that we're just going through the North Pole, and all the lights go, and at the station at a further end, there's all twinkly lights, and there's Father Christmas on his sleigh waving at everyone, and the girls were up, and it was brilliant. And
because you hear in the lead up to Christmas, you hear a lot about like these Santa grottos and winter wonderlands, and kind of like every now and again you look at a paper and it's like it's a disaster or it wasn't worth the money. But for you,
I did my research, because last year we were a bit disappointed, so with the experience that we had, And this, I just wanted to top it. So it was, yeah, no, it was absolutely phenomenal and would highly recommend it. And I know two of my other friends that went there and they just said it was amazing as well. So, no.
So other people have gone as well? And
Two of my other friends have.
Because when you started telling me about it, I actually looked online and it sounds like they do these... the actual official Polar Express things that you went on in quite a few places, like in Birmingham.
Oh, really? Yorkshire.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was only because you were saying about it, and I was going, that's got to be licensed. Because it's called the Polar Express, it's got to be licensed by Warner Brothers and by the people that made the film or whoever made the film. And so I looked it up online, and sure enough, it's like a real proper thing.
Yeah, no, they do it at the... Norfolk steam train, where they do run events and they run the steam train all the time, but they particularly do the Polar Express, I believe, the ending of November to the ending of December.
That's good. Yeah, so the girls are kind of like, they're at that age, 3 years, and a half years.
Yeah, just over 3.5 years.
They were getting proper excited, weren't they?
Oh my goodness, yeah. So yeah.
I think that was a lot to do with you putting the decks up in the end of November, but
they did, and they were once they had their advent calendar, then they realized it was a countdown, and that was easy, but it was also a good bribe in that Father Christmas wouldn't come as well. So,
it's a good point, actually, that in previous episodes, we've talked about how challenging the girls have been sleep wise, and they have actually had some kind of a few behaviour issues where, they just don't understand the words no and don't and all that kind of stuff. And what's been interesting has been Gemma's been using Father Christmas as a kind of like a little kind of tool, haven't you? Like a little, just like a little prod here and there.
No, I'm definitely.
Talk our listeners through some of the stuff you've been doing.
Oh, no, it's... Because they don't, I think I touched on it last time. So if they're not sleeping in their beds, then they won't get a present at the end of their bed because Father Christmas won't know where to put them. And it's been, if you're not good or you don't do this.
Do you think it's worked? I think it has.
They have got better, but they are still, Millie suffers with night scares.
Yeah. She does, doesn't she? Bless her.
Yeah, and she wakes up, I'm scared,
come see me.
Yeah, so but they are staying in their own bed now rather than running to our bed.
But this has definitely been the year, 3.5 years, 3 years, 8 months. Is it 3 years, 8 months? Something like that. This has definitely been the year when they've been...
Oh, my goodness, they were itching. Excited. Oh, 100%. Like, they put out the carrots, we put out the reindeer food.
Yeah, and they, I was in the car and Millie and Tilly were having this argument about... Millie said, we've got to leave out a carrot. And then I think it was Tilly's like, no, two carrots. And like Millie's got, no, one carrot. And they're having this big argument about how many carrots to leave out. I mean, it was really, really, really funny to listen to.
And it was magic to do what we do.
Yeah, getting them changed, doing the... every parent listening to this
stories
now knows the score. You
want
to build
time
up
the on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, build up the excitement and
next year they won't.
And actually,
sleep.
You did ridiculous amount of baking on Christmas Eve, didn't you?
We did. We did snowman gingerbread men. We done some Santa hat cupcakes, and then because we was over Mum's for Christmas, I made my famous pavlova. Compliments of one of my friends that gave me the recipe.
You had them in the kitchen quite a lot, didn't you?
We were in the kitchen for a good 3 hours just doing baking and decorating, because once you made a gingerbread mix, you've got to put it in the fridge, then it's rolling out, and then it's cutting them out, then it's putting them in the oven, then it's decorating them. So it kept them going for a good 3 hours, which was really good because it wore them out.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think, timing-wise, they were pretty much ready for bed about what?
Eight-ish.
It was about eight,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was a really good night, actually.
Yeah, and so they went to bed at eight, Gemma read them a story. I think we had quite an early night as well. No, it's about 10.
Yeah. So basically, once we've done our thing, I'm not going to disclose it and upset anyone that might be listening to it. There might be a child listening to it, so I'm not going to go through it.
Oh, of course, yes.
And then we just sort of made sure the food was prepped and.
I had no idea what you were talking about then. I was thinking.
You do now.
Well, I do now.
Yeah,
but then I was kind of thinking, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, no, because there's although children shouldn't be listening to us, there might be children listening.
Yeah,
to
I understand.
Us,
so, yeah.
So I don't want to. Yeah.
Okay.
And
so we left the stuff out with the girls for Father Christmas. We went to bed.
Yes.
We knew Father Christmas had the magic key.
Yes.
To let himself in if he needed to.
Yeah, because we haven't got a chimney.
Went to bed and I've got to admit.
Lo and behold.
Well, I've got to admit.
The big man came in the morning.
Well, now I've got an admission. Oh. I've got something. So I had my alarm set for 4 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Because I promised your mum I was going to make this leg of lamb. So I had this leg of lamb ready. It was going to be a slow cooked leg of lamb. It needed 7 hours. We were due to leave here about 11-ish. So I need to put the leg of lamb in. So I've woke up 4 a.m. Leg of lamb's gone in, 120 degrees, I think it was. Got all the gear, all sorted, everything. And I'm thinking, right, oh, I'm just going to go to bed. And sure enough, I never noticed when I came downstairs. I went into the hallway and I saw it. Footprints.
No way. Yeah. So you'd obviously been.
The Baileys that we left out for Father Christmas, gone.
And the mince pie and the
carrots.
Oh my goodness.
Gone. You know, I didn't want to go into the living room.
Oh no, you couldn't spoil it.
Spoil the surprise. Because I was hoping he'd left something for me in the sack as well. So.
He might have.
And I couldn't get back to sleep. So, so I ended up in the spare room. I was watching stupid YouTube videos until 7 o'clock in the morning, thinking, when are these kids going to wake up? And I think I heard a little murmur. I think it was about 7:15, 7:30.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm going to go in now. I'm going to wake them up now. I've had enough. I want to see what's going on.
You did. I remember.
I went into the bathroom, did a wee, the loudest wee I could possibly do, just to get the household a bit exercise. So, that was it. So I, John Mason, aged 49, woke up our kids, our 3.5-year-old kids, this Christmas. So, yeah, I think they could have slept on.
They probably would have.
They could have slept on.
Because they'd snuck into mummy and daddy's bed by that time, and daddy was downstairs in the spare bed, so.
No, I was upstairs.
Oh, you was upstairs. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because Dan was out.
Oh, okay.
Because my eldest who's staying with us at the moment, Dan, he was out with his mates. So I was in his room just 4 o'clock till 3 hours just watching garbage on YouTube and how you do podcasts better video tutorials, which obviously never sank in.
The lamb tasted amazing, so it was well worth it. Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
He was happy with that?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, no, you and my mum absolutely rocked it.
So then we had the kids downstairs and they were like proper happy, weren't they?
Yeah, they literally, Tilly wanted to zoom downstairs and was like, no, you got to wait. And they literally came down the stairs and they looked in the hallway and it was like, because Santa Claus had obviously had messy boots and snow ridden from other places that he'd visited and we had like snow prints on the floor. And his Baileys and that, and he was really...
Well, I was thinking it was either he'd just been to Lapland, snow, something like that, he'd been to some nightclub in Basildon.
That's another way of having a white Christmas, I guess.
One or two. That's what I was thinking. But yeah, so they came down and they opened their eyes and they didn't really know where to start, did they?
I don't know, do you think
we spoiled them?
I don't think.
I set a budget, didn't I?
And this year I have. Like, the last 2 years I haven't, but this year I have. And to be fair, I believe that the girls wanted, so on their Father Christmas list, they wanted a butterfly bike, some Paw Patrol, and a yo-yo.
Yeah. Cheapest was the yo-yo, I think. couple of quid from Amazon, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know. Father Christmas bought it, didn't he?
Of course he did. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, so they got what they wanted, but I don't think we went. We probably spent more money on them in the first year.
Yeah, the first year, because they got their teepee that was ridiculous.
Yeah, so we probably spent more money then. Mm. So,
well, it was their first year, and it was the first year of me having children myself, and you gave them the £200 budget, and I probably doubled that myself because I was able to financially, but now I can't, so I had to be quite good.
And they were quite disciplined. They were opening staff and then
went to play
on something and then kind of come back to the presents.
Yeah,
and
we were quite good as well in relation to like separating it. So they had their Santa presents. Then there was presents from your family that we knew because the boys were coming over on Boxing Day. I said to Mace, I said, why don't we leave them for the boys, because then they have more to open. And it was good because they concentrated more so on the presents that they got. So, yeah, they opened their bike and they were in the garden, wasn't they, within half an hour in their jammies and their coat.
Yeah, I mean, it is nice when, I think it was about 2-3 months ago, we was in this bike shop, Halfords, in the UK. And
they were playing around on these...
These bikes, butterfly bikes.
It was more so because we had no idea of what size, because obviously when you look online, a 12-inch is 2 to 4 year olds, and you go through, and the 14-inch is what we thought that we'd done, but they were literally at that level, and they would have had no room. And the 16-inch with the seat right down, which is like 5 to 7 year olds, they could ride. And even the guys in this bike shop said to us, it doesn't matter because the stabilisers are there. The only time
you've got to go into the shop to choose a bike.
Yes, because we had no idea what size. I would have probably got a 12-inch if I was just...
I'm not going to say anything else.
I would have probably got a 12-inch if I was doing it online.
Probably, yeah. If you was online, you would have got a 12-inch. This is going into a whole realm of different... conversation, I think.
A 12-inch bicycle.
Gotcha. Right. So let's move on
now. Keep it clean, Mace.
You're the one who bought 12, getting 12 inches online. I never brought up getting 12 inches online.
I haven't got a filthy mind.
If I want 12 inches, I have to go to Lakeside. You could just go online. So we did the present stuff, which was good. And we drew at your mum's...
Between 11 and 1.
Yeah, about 11 and 1. And so we're sorting stuff out. We've opened our presents.
Yes.
You like my presents?
I did.
You like that?
No, they were really, really nice and very, very thoughtful.
Yeah. You like that plutonium? You like that?
The
plutonium
what?
I got you?
What's that?
It's just a junk.
Oh, sorry. It went straight over. Is that some cat Superman or something?
That's kryptonite.
Oh.
That would have been green. The plutonium I got you was glowing orange. So... Any favourite present that I got you? Anything that you not particularly sticks out?
My candles, I always love candles. My jewellery box, my unicorn shower cap.
That was the cheapest thing.
I know, I can't remember. The girls have loved it more than I have.
Yeah. Yeah, I like mine as well, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. I think Podcasting for Dummies probably. I did ask for it.
And you certainly got it.
I just need to read it so it can be better. So
no, I think...
So bear with me, fellas. Girls, listeners, the public out there, bear with me. I did get Podcasting for Dummies and I will read it, I promise you.
So
things can only get better. Sound quality, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Segments and making it sound more interesting.
What was your favourite present?
Podcasting for Dummies is pretty. Yeah. You know, like, I mean, it was. You got me a chopper.
Oh, sorry,
a chopping board.
I did.
So I did want. I love in the summer doing my barbecues, and I just wanted a proper butcher's block, like a proper.
You've got one.
Yeah.
He was sending me all of these ideas on Amazon, but I go above and beyond, and I just got him the best of the best.
Yeah. So. I've got a butcher's block the size of Guatemala. If you ever want to send a pig to me to chop up, I'm your man.
You can actually do it.
I could probably do it on the butcher's block that you bought me.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
But that's why I bought it, because then when you're having your barbecue, you can show off.
Yeah.
Well, and then just take your chopping board outside and...
As anyone out there who does barbecues will tell you, Gemma, it's not about showing off. Actually, it is. They'll probably tell you it is. It is about showing off.
It is, with your barbecue and your smoker and...
Yeah, so, you know, so I got my butcher's block the size of Guatemala. I got my book, Podcasting for Dummies, which I do need to read, obviously, as everybody who listens to this and may bemoan the sound quality and things like that. This will get better because I will read that book. You got me my favourite aftershave that I can't get in the UK.
I did.
Yeah, so little things like that.
Because I didn't realise you couldn't get it in the UK and you could only order it online through the USA.
So, you know, we had a great Christmas day. We went over to your mum's. And that was great.
That was.
Yeah, she did the turkey well.
And you two just absolutely rocked it.
Yeah, so I joined Lorraine in the kitchen and kind of like we bounced. She did a bit of gravy. I did a bit of gravy. She did some roast parsnips with honey, roast carrots with honey. And, you know, when you go... I know that there'll be those of you listening to this that will recognise what I'm saying. You know when you go somewhere and you just sit down for your Christmas dinner, you haven't cooked it. You might have participated a little bit.
No, you did, because Mum was like, was so grateful.
Yeah, but you sit down and like you've got a plate.
It looks amazing.
And it just like, there's no way I'm going to eat all of this. And then...
And it's gone.
After about an hour and a bit, you go, oh my God, I've cleared this plate.
I know, it was like my nana and granddad. I was speaking to my nana today and she was like, oh, that dinner was absolutely amazing. And even my granddad, bless his heart, his appetite hasn't been that much and he doesn't eat that much, but he literally had everyone had pretty much the same size plates and he ate the whole lot. So,
the only people that didn't have the same size plates were the girls and they pretty much did a decent job as well.
Yeah,
didn't
they did. So. Everyone did.
I mean, I love, I don't know about you, in podcast world, listeners in podcast world, Christmas dinner is just, for me, I just like, it's got to be my favourite dinner of the year. Has to be.
Oh, we've had it twice this year though, haven't we? Yeah, we've been really fortunate.
It's just everything about it. If you've got a good stuffing, if your parsnips are roasted, if you've got good stuffing, Gemma, had a good stuffing, you're going back to your 12 inches on the internet. No, but you know, if you've got a good stuff in, nice parsnips, you know, if you've got your pigs in blankets.
Blankets, you blanch.
You know.
How much wine you had?
You know, but I don't know. There's nothing like, but I think the thing that tops off a Christmas dinner, in fact, any Sunday dinner.
What's that?
Especially in the UK.
Go on.
Yorkshire puddings and gravy.
Oh my goodness. Oh, the girls.
Get that right. You can have get that right. You can have dry chicken. You can have dry turkey.
Oh, the girl. She likes her Yorkshire pud filled up right to the top with gravy, and she will literally spoon it out like soup, won't she?
Oh, she was doing that she was doing that on Christmas Day. She was like, more gravy, more gravy. It wasn't that she was eating the Yorkshire pudding.
She wanted to use it as a bowl. Yeah.
It was fantastic. So,
everything was perfect. Yeah.
So we had a great day.
Yes.
Listeners, we hope you had a great day. If you didn't, then, you know, we're really sorry and we hope things get better. But, it was good. It was a good Christmas. Mm. It was the first time, I think, that I hadn't really cooked on Christmas Day for a good couple of years.
Good couple of years, yeah. Since the girls have come along, I think we've cooked every year, haven't we?
Which I really enjoyed, actually, not cooking. No, cooking the lamb for your mum, but not...
Not having the craziness and the tiredness and having to do it all again on Boxing. No, that sounds wrong. Not having to do it all again, because we love it when the boys come over on Boxing Day and we do the other one, but it's like, it's just hard work just having to do it.
Christmas is hard work. Christmas is ridiculous. Ridiculously hard work. I mean, I was that tired out to go to sleep for an hour and a half.
You did. And it was brilliant because Grandad took the girls out on the bikes, and I said to Mum,
I think it was Grandad I think it was, we'd just done dinner and everyone's kind of like chilling out a bit. And I think it was Colin, granddad, who kind of went, if you want a little lie down, John, you're going to have a lie down. I went, oh, that is not an offer.
I am going to pass up.
That is so not one I'm going
to
pass up.
John was upstairs and I said, oh, the girls are really looking forward to going out on their bikes. And he was like, well, I've got to do it now because it's going to get too dark. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. So I literally packed them up, put the helmets on, put the gloves on, done everything I was supposed to do. As soon as they were out the door, I said to Mum, I said, I don't mean to be rude. I said, but I'm going upstairs for 20 minutes while he's out. I said, but please, please, please wake me up as soon as he comes home. And she, I can remember waking up and she was rubbing my leg and she was like, Jem, you slept for an hour. She said, they're back and everyone's back.
You said it was only 20 minutes.
No, I asked her for 20 minutes, but she gave me an hour and gave you an hour and a half because you'd have really been upstairs for an hour. You'd already been upstairs for half an hour.
You told me you'd only been asleep for 20 minutes. You So Jem's come in and woke me up and... You know when you're having one of those like afternoon sleeps?
You didn't know where you were, did
you?
No.
You know, you know when you're having one of those afternoon sleeps? It's so good. So good. I reckon parents will definitely... You know when you're having one of those... Oh my God, this sleep. You know, one of those sleeps that could go on forever. You're having decent... You're like proper sound out. Like Gemma's woke me up and she stood there and I'm thinking, I'm late for work. You know, that can't, it was like, oh my God, I'm late for work. And why is she dressed like that? And it's 5 a.m. and she went, oh, you've had 90 minutes, John, it's time to, and I was going, oh, Christmas Day. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course, Christmas Day. Oh, 90 minutes. I felt quite, I felt quite good after that.
It was a nice little. Well, you had an early morning.
Yeah, it was a nice little kit. So I didn't feel too guilty.
No.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't really feel that guilty. And yeah, we had a nice evening with your mum.
We did.
And Colin, yeah, we was playing charades and stuff like that. So it was really nice. And,
no, it was lovely.
Yeah, it was a really good day. So we hope you out there had as good a day as us. Yes. And, you know, it's one of that, it's like all that build up. Do you know, is it worth it? I think it is.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I get so excited, middle of November, and I'm like, yeah, Christmas, boom, we're going to have it. But literally, 27th of December, that's it, had enough, everything's down, back to normal. But wow, what a Christmas.
Yeah. The lights outside, aren't they?
Yeah, only because you broke your arm, you twat. And I've got to do it tomorrow. Well, I didn't have time.
Yeah, so I was wondering if you was going to ask me to get up the ladder.
No. You'll stand there at the bottom with your foot on the ladder, and okay. I'll do them tomorrow.
I can do that.
Before you go to West Ham.
So look. Really hope everyone listening had a good Christmas. And as I said, if you didn't, then, you know, look, there's always next year and we have our ups and downs. And but, you know, it's a new year.
It is a new year.
So we're coming up to new year.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
So last year, this year?
This year's been...
Ups and downs?
This year's been amazing. I believe, well, I got engaged. We got engaged, sorry.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
We've had two amazing holidays. We've seen our American friends. Unfortunately, my health hasn't been too good, but it's much better now.
What else? Bits and bobs? Got your kitchen done?
Oh, yeah, we've got the kitchen done.
Oh, yeah,
sure. It's been, yeah.
Back garden?
Back garden's been done. Nanny's garden's been done, and all of her driveway's been done. So that
so you got a long really, list. You got a long list for 2020, haven't you?
Yeah.
There's only one thing on your list for 2020, isn't there?
Do, 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 do.
What are you saying?
Oh, we're gonna get married. Hopefully.
So yeah. Is that the only thing that you want from 2020? What else do you want from 2020?
It's your big 5-0.
Oh, yeah. I'm 50. Yeah, but that's inevitable. That's going to happen whatever.
Yeah, but we're going to Vegas.
I'm going to be 50. It's regardless.
But we're going to Vegas.
We are going. Yeah, we are going to Vegas. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
No, just the wedding.
Bellagio.
Oh, my goodness. Mountains. I'm so excited. Kid free. Thanks, Nana.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
I'm going to miss him terribly.
Yeah, I am going to really, really miss
him. You know what's going to happen? Mum's going to be a day of being amazing. They've slept in their beds every night. As soon as I come back to us, they're just going to be little monkeys.
Yeah.
But no, it's...
I'm definitely with you. I'm definitely going to miss them.
Oh, goodness.
I don't think it's going to really hit me until
probably
we drop them off and we're on the
and
plane
then
and then or after a day or something.
Yeah.
And, you'd and, be
I,
like,
And it's going to be really, really hard. And it's going to be hard on them, hard on us, hard on Mum. But it's probably going to be our own only time. Yeah. So, but no.
So, I think 2019 was good.
It was good. But there was highs and lows. And
as you say, we got engaged.
We did. Went to Florida twice.
I put a ring on it.
You did, finally, after 8 years.
Finally. It's out of order. You are so out of order. Finally, like you've been waiting every year for 8 years.
I have,
you yourself have said, like, you've got a vision of what you want. And a vision
of absolutely.
What you, and, I work hard and we've had the twins and priorities take over. And I think having the girls obviously took priority over everything else, didn't it?
No, absolutely.
You know, and providing for them. The moment I could afford the ring that you wanted, I bought it, right?
You did.
Yeah. So
you did, and what I wanted, and it was absolutely amazing.
I could have proposed to you
with a jamboree ring
2 years ago, from from Elizabeth, or 3 years or 4 years ago.
Well, you couldn't
with something from Claire's Accessories or something like that.
But I wouldn't have accepted it because
of course you wouldn't, or Target or something I've bought from.
No, it's not that I would.
Or Morrison's or something like that.
No, the legality of it meant that we couldn't do it until a year ago, the end of December.
No, we could have got married at any... could have got engaged at any time.
How can you get engaged when you're still married?
You can get engaged at any time.
No, that's ridiculous, because you can never... You can't
Google it.
Yeah, of course you can, but...
You can't get married.
Yeah, but why would you get engaged to someone that's still married? It's not going to happen.
No, I'm just saying,
no.
But legally...
Yeah, but no, but I would... Yeah, legally you can, but I would have said no... Because how can you get engaged to someone whilst you're still married? It's not going to happen. So as soon as the divorce came through, ding, 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 you've done it in 4 months. Saying, so, fair play. But, you knew I would have said no.
Yeah, but, I wouldn't have asked you.
Exactly. So why are we having this question? Why are we having this debate?
I don't know. So, 2019, I think, good year.
It was.
I've enjoyed it. Work's been good. As you say, your health hasn't been the best, and that's kind of, something we've overcome. And but we've done things. We've started a podcast.
We have.
Haven't we?
We've had some, and Dan, he's done 2 marathons.
Yeah, so my son came and lived with us for...
And that's when did he move in? 4 months ago?
Yeah, not that long ago.
Yeah, no, really. 4 months ago.
Seemed longer. Seems like a lifetime.
Oh, bless him. No, he's a really, really good boy. So, and he's going travelling on Sunday.
Yeah, so he's got
3 or 4 months.
3 months off work, and he's going backpacking. And it's been really great, because it's really weird when you've got a 25-year-old living in, he's your son, he's living in the same house as you with his 3-year-old stepsisters, and they love him a bit. They absolutely love it. And they are definitely going to miss him. There's no question about that. They are going to miss him.
It's like every time the door goes, it's like, who's that? Is that Daddy or Brother Dander?
Yeah.
So no, they absolutely adore him.
Yeah. He's a really good lad, and he's got a great job. He's done so well for himself. I'm so proud of him. And I just, he's going to go off and he's going to do his little tour, his little backpack, and I just...
I'm really, really, really excited for him.
Yeah.
He needs this.
Yeah, it's going to be great for him, and...
A little bit of soul-searching.
Yeah, 2020. So what do you want out of 2020? So that's it, just get married. That's all I have to do. I don't have to do anything else. Just get married. That's it. Just get married.
Want to become Mrs. Mason?
That's it. Don't have to do anything else?
Hold on, I'm working out what else there is. I don't think there is anything else. What am I missing?
I'm pretty sure that last time we had this chat, it was like, get married, get the front garden done, get a rendering done, get the holler downstairs done.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. There's things that I would like done in the house.
Go to Mars for the weekend.
Have dinner
with Gordon Ramsay. I mean, there was quite a few things on your list, if I remember rightly.
But the main thing is get married. So, yeah, that would just be absolutely phenomenal.
So, yeah. So that's what we're going to try and make happen.
Yes.
In 2020.
Yeah. That's quite a nice year to get married.
Which is next week? 2020 is next week. Oh, God. So this is actually it's weird, isn't it? It's the end of a decade.
Yes. Oh, wow.
So the 2000s were the
noughties.
What were these? The tenties.
I don't know.
Yeah, no one's given it a name yet, really, have they?
I can't remember what they were, though.
The tenties, the noughties, the tenties. You had the 80s, the 90s, the noughties. What are these? The tenties. That doesn't sound right.
I don't know. The 20s. No, it can't be the
20s. No, the tenties.
Tenties.
Is it the tenties?
I've got no idea.
Email us.
Yeah, watch this. Know.
Email us. Tell us, what should this decade be called?
Tenties. I don't know.
No idea.
You can borrow our listeners if you keep going on about that.
Well, no, I think it's quite an interesting thing, isn't it? They, our listeners will listen to this and they'll be going, what should we call it?
I do agree. Driving in their little mobile.
They might not be driving, they might be on the tube.
They might be.
They might be washing up, doing some kitchen work and stuff like that. They'll definitely be bored now.
Yeah, no.
When we're talking about that crap.
Seriously. Well, no, they wouldn't be listening to us if they'd turn it off by now.
Hey, look, if you are still listening.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much. Really do appreciate it. It's the end of 2019. We've enjoyed starting the podcast. We've enjoyed being here with you and listening to ourselves just talking crap, and we've just really had a good time and really enjoyed the feedback, and we'd just like to thank you all for supporting us in 2019, and we'd like to wish you the best for 2020. So with that, we are going to say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And
hope it's a really good and prosperous one for you.
Yeah. So, and we'll see you in 2020. Thank you so much for listening, and see you in 2020. See you in the next, what is it?
Decade.
Millennium.
Well, it's not millennium.
You can't even say millennium.
Oh, my God.
We're just rambling now, aren't we? Look, thanks for listening. See you next year.
Bye.
Oh, no, that's the wrong one. Oh, God. I need to listen to... What's that? It's supposed to be the outro. What's that one? There you go. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you in 2020.
Thank you for listening.